This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Tomorrow, the deadline, essentially election day for the special districts election. And County Clerk Daniel Lumisen, good morning.
Good morning.
So special district elections are every 2 years, right?
Correct.
And of course, I guess maybe at the front end, you could probably give us a good idea if people don't totally get what the special districts themselves, what are they all, what are they, what are some examples of them?
Well, for example, it would be your educational services district, your fire districts, your school districts, water boards, many others.
And of course, a lot of times when you have these special district elections, voting tends to be kind of small, which right now I see we're, well, as of Friday afternoon, still under 10%.
Right. They don't get a lot of publicity at the small special districts like they do for the general elections or primary elections for the more notable candidates for state and federal offices. But these folks are where the rubber meets the road. They're the ones that make decisions on whether you get services in those special districts.
And I know one of the things I've watched over the years with some of these special districts is it's hard to sometimes get people on them. Some of these districts are real specialized in terms of fire districts or utility districts where you've kind of got to come in with a skill set. And you end up with folks who serve for a long time and have maybe come out of that sort of that area professionally.
True. Yeah. It's they lean on folks that are familiar with those districts and want to serve those districts, have a burden for those. But those folks are willing and eager to have new people show up, and they'll happily train them.
So for people that haven't voted yet, which appears to be a lot of you, what do people need to know about getting their ballot in? What would you say about even mailing it at this point?
Well, mailing it at this point, you definitely want to make sure that you walk it into the post office and get a postmark, a hand cancellation. There's always the 15 drop boxes that we have around the county. Those are guaranteed. We will definitely pick those up as long as you drop them in there before 8 p.m. tomorrow night.
Well, and if you're, like, for instance, in Roseburg today, you can find one of the drop boxes about as quickly as you can find the post office.
Exactly. Even easier.
And then you've got that set. And then, let's see, any other details about this? I guess one of the things would be for people who still have their ballot and haven't voted, because as we said, sometimes this is one that doesn't get as much attention, that you've got information on your webpage about all these races and the essentially the
candidate filings.
That's the word I'm looking for. So people, you know, want to find out specifics about any of these folks.
Yeah, similar to what you would see in a voter's pamphlet, those candidate filings have a lot of the background of the candidates. The only thing that's missing is maybe a sentence about the candidate's statement or a photograph, but the educational background, the government background, their contact information is all there on those candidate filings. And the difference is that candidate filings are mandatory. Voter pamphlet filings are optional.
And for the special districts as well, this is all nonpartisan.
Absolutely.
So keep that in mind. Anything else people ought to know about voting?
Well, we've had some races that did not have a candidate file, and so we'll be dealing with write-ins for those races, and we won't have the results of the write-ins until about June 11th.
And what's the reason for that?
The adjudication process, where we have to physically have examinations of each of the write-ins and counting those.
And the write-ins, you're only counting if, and tell me if I'm wrong here, if people have said they want to run as a write-in candidate, right?
Not in this particular case. When it comes to precinct committee persons, that is the case. But in the case for special districts, any write-in is valid, but the person has to be eligible to hold the office. They have to live in the district that they're going to be holding office in.
All right, very good. And again, all the information about that on the county election webpage. We've got a link to that with our story there at 541radio.com. County Clerk Daniel Loomis, thanks for coming in this morning.
Grateful. Thank you.
8:36 at the Morning Report.